outdoors. Six shot now, Pearl Weather.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
And welcome back to Burlington, Iowa for Grizzly basketball. Today, the Grizzlies take on the Thunderbirds from Concordia, Kansas, Cloud County. And we just get underway, and the Thunderbirds have it coming up the right side. No score on the clock, just underway, and a drive to the basket lost out of bounds. And the Thunderbirds will turn the ball over, and no score as we're just 19 seconds into this contest. And it's the second day of the Culver Challenge here at Southeastern Iowa. Yesterday, the Grizzlies lost in the first day. Now here's a drive by Glass down the key. No good. Slapped off the rim. Picked up by Cloud County. The participants as we get started. The Grizzlies starting five. Malachi Lindsey, Alonzo Easterling. Here's a three out front. No good. Rebound. Isaiah Green has it. His folks are here from Springfield to watch these games this weekend. D. Green over the timeline, over on the right to the point. Alonzo Easterling. Holds high, bounces once, hands over. Tyrell with a three, no good, in and out. And the rebound pulled down by the Thunderbirds. They come back on the push, right down the middle of the floor, and a drive, lost it out of bounds. That ball was fumbled right off the end of the fingertips of Al Brooks, a 6'7 freshman from Chicago, out of bounds, but they get the call. The Grizzlies with Tyrell Smith, Alonzo Easterling, Sean Glass, Malachi Lindsey, and Josiah Green. Inbound play in the middle. Here's a shot put up, no good, put up too hard by Dontez Walker, a 6'6 freshman from Greenville, South Carolina. In the right corner, deep three for the Grizzlies. Three is good by Tyrell Smith. I think Tyrell made our first basket yesterday. And finish the day with seven. 3-0 Grizzlies early on. Out front. Open three. Straight on look is no good. Rebound over the back. Tipped out of bounds by Cloud County. Over to Sia Green's back. Dontez Walker went over him and tipped the ball out of bounds. Now they will put on full court pressure, which I think is going to be good for us. The Grizzlies with Malachi Lindsey in the backcourt. He is picked up by Walker, gets it over the timeline, kicks it left corner. Sean Glass got a three, and it's no good. On the weak side, the rebound pulled away by Walker. Here come the Thunderbirds from Concordia, Kansas. Here's a drive, right side, and a little scoop shot up and under is up and in by Al Brooks, and the first basket for the Thunderbirds makes it 3-2. Malachi in the front court. Malachi up top off the screen. Sean Glass curls over the top. Double team. Lost it. Picked it back up. Out to Malachi. 10 on the shot clock. And now Josiah Green pulls up. Shoots a three at the left point. It's almost an air ball. Barely grazed the front of the rim. Comes down. Picked up now by the T-Birds. They come back with Kuehl Acott. And whistle on the play will stop play. Josiah Green will be called for the foul. And that's the first foul of the basketball game. Inside, here's the inbound pass. Here's a turn and laying up and good by Al Brooks. He is 6'7" from Chicago. He's a load, and he has both their baskets. Here they are, let go. 4-3 now. T-Birds with the lead. Up high, here's Alonzo Easterling. Ball slapped away, picked up by Makai Lindsey underneath. And Glass hangs, shoots, scores, foul the play. The basket counts, and the Grizzlies with the lead with a chance to make it a two-point lead. Sean Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana, with a chance for the three-point play. The 6'1 sophomore, he is really worked on his game, his body, the whole nine yards in the offseason. He makes it, and it's a three-point play. And the Grizzlies now with a 6-4 lead. down high on top. They'll move the ball with Alisak Stackhouse. Here's a shot up and good for three. That was knocked in by Cool Acott. And that makes it 7-6. Grizzlies are the home team on the scoreboard here today. Grizzlies in the white with the blue and red trim. Ball knocked away from Zaya out front. A lot of pressure. There's a ball tipped out of bounds by the Thunderbirds. Really good pressure on the basketball. Only two on the shot clock. Someone's going to have to catch it and shoot it. Malachi comes out. Ace Evans comes in for the Grizzlies. Catch and shoot in the corner. Three ball is good. Tyrell Smith caught it, launched it, and he got it away easily before the shot clock, and Tyrell's made a pair of threes here, and it's down 9-7 Grizzlies. Stackhouse at the right elbow. They've got good size on this team. Stackhouse will shoot it. No good. Rebound backside is blocked. Great block that time by Alonzo Easterling as he got a hand on the shot by Al Brooks. And now the Grizzlies come back with a chance to add to a two-point lead. Ace Evans, top of the circle, crossover, down the lane all the way. Left-hand layup is good. Ace Evans is really talented when it comes to putting that ball on the floor and getting to the rim. 11-7 now. Here's a travel violation on the right baseline. Dontez Walker tried to go around Josiah Green to his right, and it's called for the walk. T-Bird's second turnover. They will sub at this point and get Amari Johnson, a 6'3 sophomore from Kenosha, Wisconsin, in the lineup. At a guard spot. Now on the right baseline. Here's Alonzo. Playing with his back to the basket. Backing down. Turning. Faded away from 13 feet. Good. What a shot that was. Alonzo Easterling. That was a dandy. And it's now 13-7. The Grizzlies have scored 7 straight. On the left side. Brooks crosses over. Steps through. Puts it up on the run. No good. Put back with two hands and a dunk. Stackhouse. That makes it 13-9. Ace Evans gets by his guy in the lane. Bounce pass back door. Layup is blocked away. Good defense on the interior by Stackhouse that time. And now down the side, and we'll get a whistle and a blocking foul on Tyrell Smith. Wasn't much to that. You'll see 5 or 6 instances way worse than that next time the ball comes up off the rim. And probably nothing will get called. DJ Holloway has the basketball. He is a 6-foot guard from Greenville, North Carolina. Right elbow. Brooks has it. Goes to his left. That's the only way he can go. Here's a turn shot with the right hand against his body. It's good. He likes to go that direction. And he has 6 points. 13-11. Ace Evans lost it on the dribble. Bounce pass, Stackhouse up ahead, dunks it. And the ball has to be retrieved. Javen Barbie comes in for the Grizzlies here at this point. 6'5 freshman from Tacoma, Washington for the Grizzlies. Thought we had somebody. Oh, Malachi Lindsay is back in the lineup. Out there with Ace Evans and Alonzo Easterling and Tyrell Smith. That's your 5 right now for the Grizzlies. Now here's Malachi up the middle of the floor. Goes left, gets bumped, pushes off a little bit. Bounce pass left corner, Tyrell. He's going to shoot another 3, and it's good again. Tyrell is feeling it right off the bus. 3 threes and makes it 16-13. This game is so much easier when you can make a 3-point shot. Man, a lot. Here's a pass inside, and Stackhouse will be fouled from behind by Alonzo Easterling on the hold. And now, Jalen Heisen will come in the game for Alonzo. That's just Alonzo's first foul, so that's no problem. Let's see what the Grizzlies do here. Inbound play, bounce pass by Johnson to the baseline out front. Here's a catch and shoot for a three from long range. Good. Knocked in by Kuehl Acott. Kuehl has two threes and now a foul called on the Thunderbirds in the backcourt, blocking foul. I believe that's on Amari Johnson. And now here comes the great, oh, ball lost at midcourt by Malachi. Take it away. A big right hand dunk the other end. So it's now 18-16. Thunderbirds have come back to retake the lead. And the Grizzlies turn the ball over again. Just off the dribble. Pass up ahead in the corner. Catch and shoot for a three ball. Good. Timeout. Kuehl Acott makes his third three. And the Blackhawks have scored nine in a row. And they lead it 21-16 back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Sloppy ball handling has hit the Grizzlies in the backside, and that lead that they had a moment ago has disappeared. They were up 16-12. Now it's 21-16. And Cloud County applies pressure. Malachi gets it over the timeline. Top of the circle. Backdoor cut. Barbie catches, feeds it. Bad pass into Jalen Heisen just in the ball game. Stolen away. Back the other way. Got to stop the ball. All the way in. Ball is shot, missed, rebound, Jalen Heisen. Now at the head, Ace Evans takes it all the way in, lays it up and good. Ace Evans is one of the best kids I've ever seen us have at having a knack for getting the ball to the rim, regardless of the defense. Now at the other end, a foul will be called on the Grizzlies, Javen Barbie with a blocking foul. 21-18 the score. T-Birds with 3-point lead, 12:33 to play in the first half. We're in Burlington, Iowa. Southeast Iowa Community College. On the left to the point. Back pass down the left corner. Got a three open, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Tyrell. Here comes Tyrell Smith up the right side. Deep three, right side, ace, good. Ace Evans. Ace off the bench with seven. And that ties the game at 21. My old friend, the late Dean Smith, and I used to do these games together and for years. And one thing we both agreed on, 40 minutes is a really long time. A lot is going to happen between the beginning and the end. 21-21 in the key. Brooks leans in, forces a shot, and scores. And he is just he's a handful. 6'7", lean, long arms. He has 8 points. 23-21 T-Birds. Malachi gets to the lane. Goes up for the shot. Got it blocked. Now up ahead. Here's a cut down the left side. No good. Slapped off the rim. Ball picked up. Grizzlies have it. Here come the Grizzlies in the front court. Pass by Blaine Harris to the left side. Threw it out of bounds. Out of our last five possessions, we haven't got much. Ace scored on that three a moment ago. But we've been pretty careless with the ball. Still 2-point game, 23-21. In the lineup out front, this is Ikey Brooks, 6-foot freshman for Chicago. Three ball left side. Good foul on the play, and the basket counts. And Brooks caught the ball at the left point. Malachi came at him. No, that was Desiah. Desiah Green came at him to challenge, clipped him, And the shot went down. So one free throw will follow. It's 26-21, and it's no good. Rebound picked up in the corner. And it's still Thunderbird ball. Three ball from the left side, no good. Heisen with the rebound for the Grizzlies, and he lost the ball. Batted inside, ball loose, picked up. Now the left. Here's Brooks. Now on the right to the right sideline. They'll hold, they'll wait. Brooks gets it top of the circle. Pass inside, down the key. Lost it on the drive, but a foul will be called. Elijah Savane, a 6'8 sophomore from France, is going to draw the foul, and it will be on the shot. Jalen Heisen will pick up his first foul for the Grizzlies. Try is good. Elijah Savane. He is 6'8", and he is solid. Next one, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, off the Grizzlies, and he'll stay with the Thunderbird. Right now, we just seem a little lethargic, and everything is about a half second slow. We've got a Thunderbird coming off the court, being helped to the bench. Amari Johnson, the 6'3 guard from Kenosha, Wisconsin, comes out, evidently an ankle situation. So he's to the bench, 27-21. That'll cut into their depth a little bit. Throw the ball in just to the right of their own basket, 27-21. Lob out front. Here's Savane, works around Easterly, lays it up and in with the left hand. Savane now has three. It's 29-21. And now a foul will be called as Ace Evans brought the ball up the left side of the floor and kind of riding his hip all the way down was Ikey Brooks, and he'll be called for the foul. Team foul. Only the third team foul. Now against the Thunderbirds. T-Birds will put another sub in the ball game, and that is Will Ottett, a 6'2 freshman from Washington, Kansas. Now here's a three, no good by Ace Evans. Rebound taken down by Savane up the right sideline. Gets it to Ottett. Left side. Ball fake down the lane, all the way. Blocked away by Easterling, and it's out of bounds off the ball handler, Ikey Brooks. Alonzo blocked it and blocked it right back at him. It bounced out of bounds off his shoulder. Here's Sean Glass. Sean's been real quiet in the first half. Tyrell hasn't. He shoots another three, and no good, but it's saved. Out of bounds. Good job by Gustav Blauenfeldt as he was able to get the ball flying out of bounds and bounce it off of Stackhouse leg for the T-Birds. So Goose helps us keep possession here. Here's the inbound play. And over to Ace Evans, the left side. Gives it over to Sean Glass now. Baseline, pull up, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Stackhouse. Long pass up ahead, and they beat us down the floor and dunk the ball. Savane off the bench with five. 31-21. Ace Evans, Tyrell Smith, Sean Glass, Alonzo Easterling, and Gustav. Here's a three. Good! Ace Evans from the left point with a very necessary three. And now it's 31-24. Baseline. Ball lost. Loose basketball in the paint. Picked up, though. And now Stackhouse. Left-hand three from the left wing. No good. Easterling with the rebound. Tyrell Smith up the left sideline. Tyrell holds, gets a high screen right, back it goes. Easterling with a three in the left corner, and that's no good. Ball comes off, picked up by Audit, and now the Thunderbirds with it, with 8:44 and counting, 31-24, they have the lead. Sincere Burnett in the ball game at a guard. Now on the right wing, Stackhouse, left hand three is good. Now, practice today, Coach Bay was telling his team, now, don't really care that much if the big guys want to step out and shoot it. They're going to make some, but getting them away from the basket is getting them away from the basket is a good thing. Here's Ace Evans down the left side of the key. Goes up, hangs, shoots, got fouled, and that will go against the Thunderbirds, Ike Brooks. And that will put Ace Evans at the line, the 6'2 redshirt freshman from Milwaukee. We have to say, all a fair gathering for this second game of the day. Free throw is good by Ace Evans. He'll get one more. In the game before this, Three Rivers was a winner. They beat Triton from Chicago, 78-66. Next try, good. So Ace Evans with the free throws. He'll come out of the ball game now. Yeah, he goes to the bench, off the bench, with 12 points today in the first half. 34-26. Left elbow, Savani dribbles down, up fake, up and under, a scoop shot is up and around and good. Savani off the bench has seven. And now we get a whistle as Malachi Lindsay brought it over the timeline. And a foul call on the Thunderbirds, DJ Holloway. Cloud County must have a pipeline to South and North Carolina. They've got four kids on their roster from that region. Here's the inbound play. Grizzlies have it. High post, Alonzo. Turns, kicks it outside. Sean Glass got a three look. It's too hard off the back iron. Spins off, chased down by Stackhouse. Now the T-Birds up by 10. In the left corner, Sivane. Backs in, leans in, got away with a walk, and another one. Now kicks it outside, left point, three is around and out. No good, rebound is pulled down by Blaumfeldt for the Grizzlies in front of Stackhouse with a good block out. In the left corner, Tyrell thought about a shot, now has it just knocked away, knocked him down, and it's stolen. Back the other direction, step through, layup, right hand, good, by Ike Brooks. Twenty-eight, 36, biggest lead of the game, 12 points. Gustav steps over, shoots a three, good. Goose with his first basket of the game. Gustav Blaumfeldt with his first basket. It's a three. And now in the front court, they get into Stackhouse. In the lane, back outside, ball stolen away. Attaboy Tyrell. And now he loses it out of bounds. He's getting ready to pick it and take it to the basket, probably dunk it, and it flew out of bounds off his knee. Good luck to the Lady Grizzly volleyball team playing for a district championship right now, I believe. They should be an hour into it. In Mattoon, Illinois, the Grizzlies play Indian Hills. Front court, Holloway, backdoor cut. Stackhouse drives and puts it up with a two-hand dunk and scores. Malachi. Now out to the right side, Sean Glass. And And now Sean stumbles as he went around a high screen, lost the ball. Now Stackhouse at the other end. Man, they just go right to the rim. They don't mess around. And now it's loose on the deck. Tie up on the jump ball call. I can't see the arrow from here. Is it on the board? Yes. And the possession arrow pointed to Cloud Count. No. They've already flipped it. So it will be Grizzly basketball. Right now, the Thunderbirds will send Dontez Walker in the game for Stackhouse, who came off the bench with 9. Their two big guys off the bench have been a major problem. They've combined to score 16 points, 16 of their 40, these two big guys off the bench. Here's Evans all the way, lays it up right hand, flips it off the glass, and good. Up and under, circus shot by Ace Evans. Down on the right, here's a quick shot for a 3, no good. Off the miss on the wing, picked up by Easterling. Grizzlies come back up the right side. Goose has it. And a whistle away from the basketball and a holding foul call against the Thunderbirds with 5:01 to play in the half. Was that the 6th or the 7th? That was the 6th foul. So now we'll have free throws for the remainder of the half with fouls in the last 5 minutes for both sides. Malachi on the inbound, lobs it across. Blaine Harris, wrap around on the low block. Easterling steps through, got blocked from behind, but he got fouled on the shot. Dontez Walker will get whistled for that. Right now, the Grizzlies have, let's see, who we have? Blobenfeld, Harris, the shooter, Easterling, Lindsay, and Evans in the backcourt. First try, good. Alonzo. After a brief stoppage, comes back to it. And now his next try is good. Alonzo Easterling's free throws make this a 40-33 game. Still a lot of time left in the half, 4:50. Our defensive intensity has just got to get better. Here's a travel violation. And that'll be against Dontez Walker, and turnover on the Thunderbirds gives the ball back to the Grizzlies. Now full court pressure. Cross court to Ace. Cross court the other way. Gustav bounces, shoots the 3, and it's good. That kid can shoot it. Goose Blobenfeld with his second 3. He has 6 off the bench, 40-36. Into the right corner. Here's Brooks backing in against Malachi, and a whistle, and we'll have a holding foul call. Malachi is 6'3". Brooks is 6'7". That is some hard cheese right there if you're Malachi Lindsay. Blaine Harris comes out. Javen Barbie is in. Shooter. His first try here is no good, and the ball long skips out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly basketball. So he is 0-for-2 from the line, and it'll be Grizzly ball down 4. Malachi picked up full court, man-to-man being played by the Thunderbirds. Out front, Malachi keeps the dribble, now kicks it over to Ace on the right wing. Thought about a shot, still thinking about a shot. Shoots the shot instead, and it's no good. And the ball comes off And here comes Brooks up the right side. You got to stop the dribble. You got to stop the dribble. He steps back. Now out front. They'll move it with Cam Williams, 6'3", freshman, also from South Carolina. Good defense by Malachi. Stayed in front of his man, cut him off, turned around, right hand, hook shot is good. That was a tough 10-foot shot. Made by Cam Williams. Sometimes you just tip the cap and say, good shot. Malachi, pick and roll, takes it all the way in, lays it up with the right hand, and good. Malachi Lindsay got to the rim that time. Now at the other end, they get it to the low block. There's a shot up, no good, tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by the Grizzlies. There'll be 22 on the shot clock as Tyrell Smith comes back in the lineup for Gustav Blobenfeld. Now the inbound play in the paint. Here's a turn, and then Walker turns up and under and good. Walker makes it a 6-point game again, 44-38. Yesterday's game, really slow, really low scoring. Not this one. Here's a drive in the paint, and up no good by Malachi. Down the left side of the key, now the other end. They move it back quick. One bounce and a three from the right wing is around and out. And Evans gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. Malachi. Over to Ace Evans, down on the left side. Now Tyrell. He'll set and pop along three. Won't go. And the rebound comes off to the Thunderbirds. Hesitation. Hung up in the midair. Now pass across. Ball knocked away. Late call. Foul call on the Grizzlies on Alonzo Easterly. And so that we'll put the Cloud County Thunderbirds on the line, and it'll be Sincere Burnett from Raleigh, North Carolina. And a free throw is good. He'll get one more. Cloud County is located in Concordia, Kansas. If you don't know where Concordia, Kansas is, go to Salina, keep going north. Next free throw, good. Basically this, you're standing in Concordia, you spit in the air, the wind's coming from the south, it lands in Nebraska. That's where it is. Front court, Malachi. Now Tyrell on the right wing, curls to the top. Now A7, one-on-one with the 6-7 Brittell, and a reach-in foul will be called. That'll be on Al Brooks, and that'll put Ace at the free throw line. 46-38. Manassa Stackhouse comes back to the ballgame now for the Thunderbirds. Their bench has been really good here in this first half. Ace Evans' free throw is good. 1-1, man. They're going to take the ball out of bounds after he made that one. Ace Evans has, what has he made? 4 out of 4, and he's 5 out of 5 in the line. Good first half for Ace. Now on offense. Cloud County, inside ball, rims, goes around and good. That basket goes again to Al Brooks, the 6'7 forward. Malachi on the front side on the left point. Tyrell penetrates, kicks it over. Alonzo lays up, but no good. But a foul in the play, and he'll shoot two. Good give and go. Tyrell Smith, 15 basketball there. 103 of the first half. So Alonzo Easterly. At the line, the transfer from Canisius. And it's good. He is just a freshman. He redshirted at Canisius and transferred to MSU West Plains. A Division I transfer. You can't get too many of those. Or enough. Next try, no good. One out of two. And it's 48-41. Seconds. 18 on the shot clock. Otis has it to the left corner, Stackhouse. He'll shoot a deep three. That's good. Coach Faye said this morning that their bigs off the bench are their best scorers. And he has been correct about that. Here's the inbound, tipped out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies. 39 seconds to go in the half. 51-41. Biggest lead for Cloud County was 12. It's back to 10 now. On the right side, Sean Glass. Goes to his left, gets in the lane, ball tipped away, and stolen. Now up the floor, spins away on the baseline. Out to the right point. Ten on the shot clock, or ten on the clock, period. Here's a wraparound pass inside, bad pass stolen. Tyrell has it, got 3 seconds. Tyrell's got time to get a shot off, and not in time. He took it all the way down, thought he'd pull up and shoot it, but he didn't. And that's the end of the first half. And the halftime score, the Grizzlies trail the Cloud County Thunderbirds 51-41 in Burlington, Iowa. We're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The cooler weather has the deer moving, and Hirsch has what you need for a great hunting season. Hi, this is Lane. Stop in today and get mineral blocks and attractants to help make the whitetails around your property healthy and happy. Top name brand deer stands to put you in the perfect spot for the perfect shot. Maybe you need a new knife for when you bring down that trophy buck. And for those who process the harvest, Hirsch has meat grinders, jerky, and sausage seasoning kits. All that and more to get you ready for hunting season.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry L. Bopace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Dylan Groves Engineers. I'm Harlan Hutchison here in the Lauren Walker Arena on the campus of Southeastern Iowa Community College in Burlington. Another really pretty day today, but we're getting out of here just in time because temperature today is expected to be around 63 degrees, and tomorrow that temperature is going to drop like a stock after I bought it. It's going to go down about 25 degrees tomorrow. Halftime here, 51-41. The Grizzlies have had a few little runs here in the first half. They got a great first half. If it weren't for Ace Evans and Tyrell Smith's three-point shooting, this could be kind of ugly right now. As it is, we're down 10. Ace Evans scored 16 points in the first half to keep us kind of in the ball game. And Tyrell Smith knocked in three threes, and he has 9 at the break. Alonzo Easterling has 5 points. Sean Glass only with 3, 2 for Makai Lindsey, and 6 for Gustav Blauenfeld. Cloud County is led by Al Brooks. I show him with 15 points at the break. Kuehl Acott made 3 threes. He has 9. Manassas Stackhouse off the bench. Let's see. He has 2, 4, 6. He has 12 off the bench. Elijah Savane off the bench with 7. Ike Brooks with 2. Dontez Walker with 2. And Cam Williams also with 2 points. But the bench scoring, Ace Evans has 16 for us off the bench. But outside of him, Goose has 6 points. And that's it. So between Goose and Ace Evans, that's 22 points. The Cloud County bench has scored 25. And they lead it at the break by 10. And we're here in Burlington, Iowa for the Culver's Midwest Challenge. I'm up here each year for this. It's a really, really good tournament. The reason we come up here is because not only do you get to play 2 good teams, but you also at the same time get to see the other Region 16 teams play. All the region teams are here. Other teams in this tournament include Sauk Valley, Triton, this Cloud County team, Highland, Illinois, and, of course, the Southeast Blackhawks. And we are at the break, 51-41. Another 2-minute break, and we're back in a moment on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
You'll have to hold on to your hats today, grab a coat. Tomorrow, it's James in the Weather Center. Today, we're looking at mostly sunny, a high of 70, but wind gusts as high as 21. Tomorrow, scattered sprinkles and flurries before 8 a.m., a high only at 44 degrees. Then, it's going to turn real cold, a low of 20 Sunday night. So grab a blanket, bring in some firewood, whatever you got to do. It's going to be cold. That's a look at your weather.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hurst, Speed, and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, it's Maddie. As the seasons change and you find yourself needing new boots, make sure Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply is your first stop. Your feet, knees, and back will thank you. Whether it's work or play, we have an incredible selection of great brands and styles. Stop in today and get ready for these cooler fall days.
Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Again, the Grizzly volleyball team is playing for the district championship in Mattoon, Illinois. They're playing Indian Hills. Second time they've played them this year, and I think we beat them back in late August. But that is a district championship volleyball matchup for the Grizzlies, and so we're pulling really hard for them. And as we wrap up our play here, these two long trips have been tough. Oklahoma City and up here to Burlington. You're going to have tough games. That's all there is to it. And they were tough in Oklahoma. They've been tough up here. And luckily, after this weekend, I don't think we have any overnight trips left, at least that I'm aware of immediately. But it looks like the hardest portion of the schedule as far as travel goes, that's all going to be behind us here very soon. And so what does that leave us with? I'll tell you what it leaves us with. It leaves us with a really good schedule here for the remainder of the month of November. I believe we have a total of 6 home contests the remainder of the month. So once we get back home, we will have, I think, a road game tossed in there somewhere. But during the break, I'm going to get, oh, there it is right there, get that verified. As after today, the Grizzlies will play on Monday night. That will be a very good game. In fact, the next two, Monday night and Wednesday night. On Monday night, it's the Grizzlies from Butler County Community College in Butler, Kansas. And Monday night, I'm going to have the pleasure of having a special guest color man. It's going to be former Grizzly head coach Brian Osterman. He's kind of getting into broadcasting a little bit here. And he wanted to come in and sit in a game or so with me, and I said I'd be very happy to do that. And so Brian O, Coach O, and I will have the broadcast of the Monday game as the Grizzlies play the Butler Community College Grizzlies. And then Wednesday night, another real tough game as Northeast Oklahoma A&M come to town. NEO was really good last year. They're going to be pretty good again this year. So we've got those two home games next week. Then we're back a week from Friday. Two straight nights of basketball, Mission University JV on Friday, and then we'll play National Park College on Saturday night. Also games on the 28th and 29th at home against Morton College and North Arkansas College. Coach Hunter does a great job with that North Ark program. Look forward to seeing the Pioneers come to town. 51-41 is our score. 2-minute break. Back in a moment on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back to the court we go here in just a matter of about 2 minutes. The Grizzlies with a deficit to overcome here at the half, 51-41. We did not take very good care of the basketball. We had, unofficially, 5 first half turnovers, which isn't a bad number, but they kind of came in a bunch, and that helped Cloud County compile their lead. 9 in the first half for Tyrell Smith. Alonzo Easterling had 5. Ace Evans with 16. Sean Glass, 3. Malachi Lindsay, 2. Goose Blobenfelt with 6 points at the break. So, second half is coming up. We'll take a 1 minute timeout here and come back with the second half between the Thunderbirds and the Grizzlies from Burlington, Iowa on KDY.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Ready to go, and the second game of today's big lineup of basketball games here at Southeast Iowa. And as we start the second half, it would appear it will be the Thunderbirds with the basketball to start the next 20 minutes. And here we go. Out high, down low. They post Brooks up immediately down the low block, and they score. He's 6'7", and we don't have anyone to match up with. 6'3", 6'4", forget about it. Brooks with the basket. That's the way the second half starts. 53-41. Desaias takes it in strong. Puts it up. No good. Got fouled on the drive, though. And Dontez Walker is called for the personal foul for Cloud County Ball Club. And Thaya Green's first point of the day. You remember back in 2011, the team that the Grizzlies sent to the national tournament was number one for 6 weeks. Next one good by Desaias. That team kind of got it started midway through the previous season in some tournament, and in fact against Cloud County in Concordia. Here's a shot from the corner. Stackhouse, no good. Rebound, pop four, put back up and in by Al Brooks. We won an overtime game there at Concordia against the Thunderbirds. Here's a drive. Malachi drives and lays it up and in. Boy, hit the floor hard, and he gets up Winston. Now back to the other end. 55-45. to win the game, it has to start on this end, on the defensive end. Here's Brooks at the free throw line. Back to the left point, feedback pass for a three is good. Kuehl Acott has made four threes. And that makes it a 13-point game. That's the biggest lead of the day. Alonzo, Lindsay steps through, make that Desai step through, goes up for the shot, no good, but it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by the T-Birds. If you don't pay close attention, it is very easy to get Malachi. Here's an inbound and illegal screen on Desai Green. It's easy to confuse those two. And then you throw Alonzo Easterling into the mix. Tyrell's got quite a shock of it. We do very well in the way of air. 58-45, though, and it's the Thunderbirds with the ball stack out. In the lane, catch and shoot. Left-hand baby hook from 10. Good. 15-point lead. Malachi. Front court. Ace Evans going to check in to the far corner. Sean Glass, three ball, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, saved by the Thunderbirds, and they come back with it. We are one and done down the key. Bounce pass across. Stackhouse catches, been in the lane forever, lays it up and in. Malachi, inside-out pass. Desiah catches, shoots the three, won't fall. And the rebound to Stackhouse. It's all Thunderbirds now up the left sideline. In Brooks, left-hand layup. Goes up a foul call on the shot. And he'll shoot two. 17-02, 62-45, starting this half. The Grizzlies outscored 11-4. Al from Chicago, 6'7", puts it up good. Brooks will get one more. He has 5.5. And let's see. 14. So he's got 9, make it 20 points with that one. We don't have anyone that can match up with him. Now Ace Evans has it knocked away from behind. Loose basketball, and now it's turned over. Double dribble will be called as the Thunderbirds lost the handle. Coming up the left side with Dontez Walker. Stops the clock at 16:51. Jalen Heisen is in for the Grizzlies with Tyrell Smith, Ace Evans, Sean Glass, and Javen Barbie. We have gone very small now. Ace in the corner, back around the horn, ball tipped away, picked up by Tyrell. Tyrell gets around the defender to the right corner, Sean Glass up fake. Left side, Ace Evans with a catch, drives in, and he got fouled on the drive, stops the clock. 16:30 to play in the second half. And now, into the ball game again, is Elijah Savane. He had 7 points in the first half off the bench. Inbound Grizzlies. Tyrell, three left wing, no good. Rebound over the back. Sean Glass. Grizzlies reset. Here's Ace, steps back with a three ball, good, from the left side. Ace Evans connects with the Grizzlies' second field goal of the second half in the first 4 minutes, 64-48. We've done it again. We've put ourselves in a hole. Left baseline, Stackhouse. Left corner, catch and shoot for a three, no good. Stackhouse with a rebound. They get it back now to the left corner. Another three attempt is no good. Another put back up and in by Savani. Their size is just too much. I remember playing one-on-one with my cousin when I was about 10, 12 years old. He is 3 years older than me and quite a bit taller. This kind of reminds me of that. Here's a drive and good by Sean Glass as he went behind the back at the right elbow and went to the rim and laid it in. Sean Glass now has 5 points, full timeout, and with the score, the Cloud County Thunderbirds 66, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies 50, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Today's hot new country, 102.5 KDY is KKDY-FM, West Plains, Missouri. College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Here is Stackhouse on the inbound play right after the timeout, and he drills another one. Manassas Stackhouse. 7.5 off the bench, 14 for the day. Sean Glass. Lob left corner. Tyrell has it. 69-50. Biggest lead is 19. Barbie to the corner. Lost out of bounds, but picked up, saved, and Barbie gets knocked down on the far side by Savannah. And so Savannah will be called for the foul. 14-51, 61-50. And we'll get subs here. Malachi comes in for Sean Glass. Here's the inbound play. A7's out front. He's had a good day. Steps back, shoots a three out front, partially blocked though. Stackhouse has it. That time they have Brooks guarding Ace, and he closed out fast. Over the top, left hand driving layup. No good. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. Grizzly ball, no, it'll be Thunderbird ball underneath. Lob it out front to Brooks. At the elbow, crossover, steps over, fall away from 16 feet, no good. And we get a foul on the Thunderbirds. Not sure, I think that was on, no, that's going to be on 21 instead. And that's on Elijah Savannah. Now we'll get a whistle and a holding foul in the backcourt. It'll be Grizzly basketball, and Goose will throw the ball inbounds. Here comes A7s up the right side. Crosses over, Malachi on the left. Gets a high screen, goes to his left all the way in, lays it up high off the board and good. Aggressive to the basket, Malachi Lindsay. Now with 4. 69-52. Still 14 minutes to go, but we gotta start stopping people. And here's a drive up and good, foul on the play and the basket counts. I don't know how many times I've said, it doesn't matter how many times. It's a fact every time. We can't guard number one, Al Brooks. the freshman, 6'7" freshman from Chicago. He is a handful. Jalen Heisen out. Alonzo Easterling back in. 71-52. And no good on the rebound. It's Alonzo Easterling. Base Evans. Cross court pass. Now Malachi, one-on-one out front. Steps back. Shot clock at 10. Malachi goes right baseline. Still dribbling the ball. Cross court. Goose catches, shoots the three. Back iron, no good. Barbie with the rebound. And the ball knocked away, picked up. Easterling in, lays it up and good. Alonzo Easterling, good hustle. 71-54. Now on the right side. Savane goes in. Blocked away by Easterling. Picked up by the Grizzlies. Malachi up the right side. All kinds of bodies on the floor. Crossover. Barbie, no look inside. Easterling lays it up and good. Play a little faster. Play a little better. 71-56. Out high, top side. Step back to him, fire a three from the wing, and that's good. Holy cows. Sincere Burnett. With a really nice shot. Stepping back behind the line and knocking it down, fading away. 74-56. It's an 18-point game in Burlington. And back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Steel deals are here at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Garrett. It's yard cleanup time, and Steel has you covered. Save $50 on a BR-800C Steel backpack blower, now only $699.99. Or save $50 on the Steel BR-800X backpack blower, now only $599.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back in Burlington, and the lead is now at 18 points. As the Grizzlies play the ball in the backcourt. Malachi Lindsey, Ace Evans, Javen Barbie, Alonzo Easterling, and Goose Blavenfelt. And the ball stolen on a pass to the corner. Take it away. Two-on-two break. All the way. High off the board. Around and no good. The foul in the play. Push. Stop. Blavenfelt for the Grizzlies. It'll be two shots. 12:24 to play. Our shooter in this case. Puts up the first, and it's good. Cam Williams with his first point of the ball game. This thing has played out just like the trip to Oklahoma. First game, we put together a great second half, lost by three. Yesterday, first game, as the next one goes in by Williams. We did get behind, got back up, and we're right in the ball game toward the end. Today, not so much. Javen Barbie out front. Follow away jumper way off the mark, off the back iron to the right corner. They'll walk it up the floor. And set the offense up once again. And now a whistle away from the ball. Holding foul on Gustav Blauenfeld. Well, Goose is 6'5". And the guy he is guarding is listed at 6'6". And he gets it inside, lost the ball, and lost out of bounds. Turnover now on Cloud County. 20-point ball game. You can still make a run and make this a game, but you can't wait. You have to do it. Here's John Glass in the lane. Throws it cross court and out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies. Well, outside of a little spurt there where Ace Evans put together a few shots, we just haven't been able to produce anything consistently. Down the key, alley-oop inside. Savang catches, shoots, missed it. And the rebound to the Grizzlies. Shipped out of bounds in the backcourt by Walker. Stays with the Grizzlies at 11:04 of the second half. Inbound play. Sean Glass up the right side, hand check, walks the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on the Grizzlies. Heard Sean say, oh, he's holding me. Well, he was holding me. That's true. But as a player, you got to understand, all right, by now, what have we played? Three-fourths of the game? They're not going to call that. You got to let it go. You just got to play through it. Thunderbirds out high with Walker, guarded by Goose. Now off the screen. They'll curl over to the left, set, and shoot a three. And it's good by number two, Sincere Burnett. 79-56. It's a 23-point game. Blaine Harris, low block, Easterling. Backs down, double team. And a foul will be called in the low block at 10:24. I think offensively, from just what we've seen in the first four-plus games, I think offensively we're going to be all right. We're going to be able to score points. That's not the issue. The issue right now is, and probably will be for a while, is defensively. We have had very little. Now, yesterday we held the opponent to 67 points. Southeast Iowa. Free throw good by Alonzo Easterling. He'll get one more crack at it. '79-57. Our defense has got to get better. For us to compete, we've got to be a better defensive team. We just give up way too many points. Next one, no good. Long up the right side. Baseline, Walker, bounce pass out. Barbie nearly with a steal. And now inside out pass, left side. There's another three. Good! And a foul away from the ball. The basket's going to count. Sincere Burnett. So does that count? The three does count, but there is a foul on away from the ball. And so it's going to be a 1-1 at the other end. That is the 18th foul against Cloud County. To line, Blaine Harris for the Grizzlies. First try is good, 82-58. And next one is good. Blaine Harris is our Don's Auto Service player of the game yesterday. And now a steal. Back the other way. Blaine all the way in, lays it up and good. Blaine Harris off the bench. 4 points, 82-61. Nine 46 to play. Front court, right side, way deep for a three, no good. And the rebound, fumbled out of bounds by Alonzo Easterling. Five. And now in the lineup for Cloud County, they'll get Bill Acott in the game. He's made four shots all behind the three-point line. Love on the inbound pass. Circling outside. In the paint. Here's a turn of the hand. High up board over Easterly and good by Elijah Stefanik. He's got 11 points. 84-61. Fine, open for a two. Okay, ball did out of bounds. Along the Easterling, that's his stay with the Grizzlies. Nine, 10, ball game. 84-61. Out front, Barbie. Right side, Easterling. Double team underneath. Good. Oh, right through the hands of Malachi Lindsay. That was a good pass. He just didn't catch it. Cut into the basket. Here's a drive to the other end. High off the boards, laid in by Sincere Burnett. And now we get a foul at the other end as Malachi Lindsay took it to the basket. 86-61. And again, going back to the defensive thing, we have 8:48 to go, and they already have 86 points. Malachi Lindsay at the line. No good. Next try. Good. So it'll be Thunderbird ball. Grizzlies go to the full court press now. Diagonal pass up the floor and fumbled out of bounds. You don't have to always steal it. Sometimes they do you a favor. So unless we can turn this thing around pretty quick, it's going to be a long 7 hours on the highway. Tyrell has it on the left wing. Crossover gets in the middle. Bounce pass across. Now the point, the right point. Here's a three by Ace. No good. Tipped it by Barbie. No good. And Barbie gets a rebound. Javen in the corner. Back over. Tyrell shoots a three from the wing. No good. On the weak side, back comes the Thunderbirds. Speed it up ahead and a big two-handed dunk. Savane with the basket. 88-62. Front court, Tyrell Smith to Easterling. Alonso backs down, fade away to his right is no good. Rebound put back is good by Ace Evans, who followed the play. Ace has 21 points. In the middle, here's a left-hand shot off the back iron. That's up and good. Elijah Savane. Their bench has really produced. 90-64 underneath on the right-hand reverse play. Good. Javen Barbie on a good feed by Malachi Lindsay. Cutting in from the left corner. Up and under. 90-66. On the right wing, here's a catch and shoot for a three. That's good. Kill Acott. You would think that after he had made, what, four? We wouldn't stand back and let him just shoot it, but we did, and he did, and he made it. Here's a three at the other end. Tyrell Smith comes through for the Grizzlies with his fourth three of the ball game. Tyrell with 12, 93-69. All right, where's Acott? There he is. Now the pass inside instead. They turn to the middle. Savane up and around and good. Of course, when you can stand in the lane for as long as you want, it's not hard to get good position inside. Savane has 17 off the bench. Tyrell Smith feeds it back on a drive on the baseline, gets it over to Easterling, pull up from 12 is good, straight on. Alonzo Easterling with the basket. And it appears to me that he has 12 points. 95-71. 5:40 to play. All Cloud County. Free throw line catch. Savane goes in, blocked by Easterling. And a foul will be called, 5:31. And that will put the Blackhawks on the free throw line. I say Blackhawks, that's where we're playing. Actually, the Thunderbirds back to the free throw line. 95-71. So I confused my birds. As Savane goes to the line. First one good, 96-71. Point game. And the next try, good. Sometimes height is overrated, but sometimes it is legitimate. And it's legitimate here today. Here's a drive by Josiah Green as he went on the baseline and got cut off. And it looks like the Thunderbirds are beginning to sub out now. In the lineup for the first time, Jack Scottsny, a 6'4 freshman from Clyde, Kansas. Free throw good by Desiah. Desiah Green, 6'4 freshman from Springfield, Parkview. Good again. All four of his points from the free throw line. 97-73, 5:10 to play. Out front to the high post. Savane in the lane. Travel with the basketball. Backing his guy down. And turns it over. So the Grizzlies will be back home on Monday in the friendly environment of the West Plains Civic Center. And we'll play Butler College. They are really good on the side. In fact, we'll play Butler twice next week at home Monday and there on Saturday. A7, step back from the left wing for three. Won't fall. Rebound is Heisen, and he lost it. And now back come the Thunderbirds. Step through, kick it, left quarter, got an open look for three. That's good. Caden Chapman. 6'3 freshman, Evanston, Illinois, with the basket his first, and there's 100. 173. Over the top. Josiah passed up the shot, steps over. Now he shoots the three, and it's way off the mark and out of bounds. And the Blackhawks have it with 4:04 to go. There will be no comeback today. 27-point difference. Yesterday we had 23 at the half. We're down by 27 right now. In the corner, a three, no good. And Jake Sage in the ballgame from Kickapoo for the Grizzlies has the rebound. Josiah cuts to the basket, puts it up left-handed. Good. Foul on the play, and the basket will count. Josiah Green with the basket. Josiah, as I mentioned yesterday, Josiah Green's parents made the drive up from Springfield to watch this game, these games. Next free throw good. At the end, we'll pick our Don's Auto Service player of the game. At the left elbow, whistle and double dribble. There are two Aycotts on this team. Samuel Aycott, 6'7", sophomore, and Kuehl Aycott. They're from different towns, though. He's a 6'1", sophomore from Manchester, New Hampshire. You're ahead of the play. Here he goes, and a big right-hand dunk. On the steal, Sam Aycott. That was pretty impressive. Now down the key, Grizzlies lose the basketball. Now up ahead, beat it back over, layup again, no good. This time, Desiah up the floor. Sean Glass all the way, lays it in left hand, good. .102-78. At the right elbow, to the point. Caden Chapman, now to the left corner. Chapman has it, drives in, goes in, hangs, shoots, and scores. The Cloud County bench is just going off over these bench guys scoring. Here's Desire with a three, no good, long rebound in the corner. John Glass has it. Bounce pass over. Here's Jalen Hyson with a three. No good. And we get a foul call on the Grizzlies over the back inside. Jake Sage. Well, I said, Jake, nope, that's actually going to be a foul against... Well, no one knows. They're going to call a foul on the defender that time. Going for the rebound, Jack Skosny. He moved under and moved Jake out as he went up to get that rebound. And you can't do that, or at least you're not supposed to. 104-78, free throw by Jake Sage is good. I was watching Jake shoot free throws this morning at shoot-around. I told him, I went for a while, and I said, you know, you're one of the most mechanically correct free throw shooters I've ever seen. And the free throw on the next try is also good. We talked about free throw shooting for a little while. Down the corner. They move it back out to the point, to the high post. To the right wing. Fire another three. That's good. There he is again. Wow. Samuel Aycott has 5 points. And now, for the wing, no good. Heisen had the rebound and lost it. Now at the floor, here's Aycott again. He's on the right side in the corner, guarded by Jake Sage. Now takes it baseline. Picks it up. Fade away from the corner. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebound, Heisen. 107 to 80. Now to Sia Green. Cuts across from the right wing, across to the left, and he is tripped up. And a foul is called on that play. Desiah Green to the line. First try, good. One more try for Desiah. And it's good. All Desiah's points, most have been from the free throw line here in the second half. Here's a bad pass deflected. Grizzlies have it. We have a minute to go. 107-82. I have a hard time believing these guys are 25 points better than us, but here's a missed shot by Jake Sage at the right point. Back come the Thunderbirds with 37 seconds. Far side pass stolen. Desiah Green and has it. Front court, 3-on-2, takes it all the way, right-hand scoop, no good, but a foul be called, late call, and again, Desiah will get to the free throw line. Josiah has 10 points all in the second half, 8 from the free throw line, but this free throw, no good. Clangs off the back iron. Next try, good. So, 107-83, and this is going to do it. They're not going to shoot it again. They're just going to run the clock out. So, your final score is going to be the Cloud County Thunderbirds from Concordia, Kansas, 107, MSU West Plains Grizzlies, 83. And we'll come back and wrap it up with Jared Fay in just 1 minute here on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
All right. Final score, 107-83. Cloud County wins it over the Grizzlies. I just can't help but think, Coach Jared Fay, that this was so similar to the trip to Oklahoma City, where the first day we kind of played okay, especially the second half. Second day, okay the first half, but man alive, we just didn't have anything left in the tank.
No, we definitely got tired, but Cloud County is a really good team. You know, when they're shooting as well as they shot it, that's what you'd probably say is their weakness coming into this game. It wouldn't look like it. They got really good bigs. They just kind of keep coming at you. We didn't play great. Now, you know, I don't think anyone will say that we did, but, you know, really good team today that we played.
I thought that they present so many matchup problems for you. It's just impossible to match up unless you've got height that can neutralize that.
Yeah, I mean, they got, you know, they're one of their leading scorers, returner. He doesn't start for them this year because they brought another transfer. It's number 11 who came in at the end and kind of playing garbage minutes for him as a Division I transfer. So it tells you how good they are. But yeah, we've got to figure some things out there, you know, on the rebounds and, team like that, you're going to give up some offensive rebounds, but I feel like there's some that we could have just gone and gotten a little bit better effort there.
And we come back home after a day's rest and you play Butler on Monday. So back to the Civic Center, and this is a really good team too.
Yeah, it is pretty similar to tonight's team. They're going to press, run, play fast. We got to be able to handle it.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. All right. So the final score again, the Grizzlies fall by a final 107-83. And I was just in the process of compiling the scoring for the ball game. By the way, our Don's Auto Service player of the game is going to be Ace Evans. Ace finished today with 21 points. And let's see. Looking at Desai's numbers here, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10, 11 points. So Desai Green had 11 points all in the second half, 9 of them from the free throw line. Sean Glass never could get started today. He finished with 7. Jake Sage had 2. And Malachi Lindsay had 7 points. And Goose Blobenfelt finished with 6 on a pair of 3. So, the loss drops the Grizzlies now to 1-4, and we're back home Monday night against the Butler Grizzlies at the West Plains Civic Center. So, till then, thanks to Dylan Groves. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Don's Auto Service brings you the Grizzly player of the game, and if you're getting ready for wintertime, you are. How about your car? Get it ready. That's a big deal. Car or truck? be ready for the winter time. For whatever winter throws your way, you can stand it, so can your vehicle, with the help of Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner in West Plains. So that'll do it for us. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio as the Cloud County Thunderbirds win it by a final of 107-83. We say so long from Burlington, Iowa.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.